This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 79 for Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Adam Pelashotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher to start Tuesday, supported by rising crude and vegetable oil prices. Conditions across the prairies are forecast to be sunny and dry today, with high temperatures in most of Alberta approaching the 30 degrees Celsius mark. In Saskatchewan, temperatures will hit the mid-20s, while in Manitoba they will stay below 20 degrees. Crude oil prices are higher as the United States dollar weakened, despite concerns over weakening demand and the potential for a global recession. Chicago soybean is also higher to start the day, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is staying relatively unchanged, remaining below 73 U.S. cents. The November canola contract is up $6.50 per ton at $832.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all trading higher this morning as weakness in the greenback brought support to commodities. The USDA released its weekly crop progress reports yesterday, and as of Sunday, 52% of the U.S. corn crop is rated good to excellent, unchanged from the previous week. 58% of corn is mature, 3 points behind normal, and 12% has now been harvested compared to the five-year average of 14%. U.S. ending stocks for corn are projected to be 1.22 billion bushels, a 10-year low. The December corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.73. Soybeans also benefited from the U.S. dollar reversing direction on Tuesday. As of Sunday, 8% of the U.S. soybean crop is harvested, slightly below the average pace. 63% of the crop is dropping leaves, 2 points below the five-year average. Brazilian soy planting is off to a good start, owing to broad timely rains over growing areas. The November soybean contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.27. Spring wheat is 96% harvested, compared to the five-year average of 95%, while winter wheat planting is now 31% finished, 1 point ahead of average. Russia is projecting its own wheat crop at 95 million bushels, but will have difficulties exporting the product. The Ukrainian winter wheat crop will be reduced due to the continuing conflict in the country, while the U.S. winter wheat crop is affected by drought in the southern plains. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.77. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 20 U.S. cents at $9.50. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 18 U.S. cents at $9.49. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 27th in Winnipeg for Markets Farm. I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.